the in inventory. If your head is empty of everything, personally and professionally, then your in basket is probably quite full and likely spilling over. In addition to the paper-based and physical items in your in basket, your inventory of in should include any resident voicemails and all the emails that are currently staged in the in area of your communication software. It should also include any items on your organizer list for which you have not yet determined next actions. I usually recommend that clients download their voicemails onto paper notes and put those into their in baskets, along with their whole organizer notebooks, which usually need significant reassessment. If you've been using something like a Palm PDA or Microsoft Outlook or Lotus Organizer for anything other than calendar and telephone address functionality, I suggest you print out any task and to-do lists and put them, too, into your in-basket. Emails are best left where they are because of their volume and the efficiency factor of dealing with them within their own mini-system. But in doesn't stay in. When you've done all that, you're ready to take the next step. You don't want to leave anything in for an indefinite period of time, because then it would without fail creep back into your psyche again, since your mind would know you weren't dealing with it. Of course, one of the main factors in people's resistance to collecting stuff into in is the lack of a good processing and organizing methodology to handle it. That brings us to the next chapter, getting in to empty.